Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Welcome to the Coco Express Show for this freezing, frigid cold Wednesday, January 22nd, 2014. 2014 has been a very interesting year, and I have to tell you, I'm not liking it a lot because I don't like extreme temperatures. So for all of you who have to be on the elements, please dress warm, layer up, make sure that, you know, you don't be out too long, and just try to stay warm as best you can if you have to be out there. I have to say that I'm really glad to be with you today. It has just been an amazing year, even though I don't like the frigid temperatures and the cold and the snow and the ice and all that stuff. I'm just so grateful to be here with you today. Today is a special day for me because I'm having an amazing gentleman on the show today. And I have to tell you, I am a fan of his music, but I don't always want to admit it, but I love ballads. I love love songs and stuff like that. And to have a balladeer on this show is just so extremely heartwarming for me because it's just amazing. And we're going to have Gerald Austin on the show, and he's originally from the Manhattans, of the group The Manhattans. So we're going to wait for him to come on, and then we're going to, you know, have an intimate discussion with him because based on my understanding, he's going to be on Unsung tomorrow. I'm not sure, but he'll discuss that with us once he dials in. Until then, we had some amazing shows that have come up in the past couple of segments in the weeks that have gone by so far. And we have like a little principle that we're working on called the Diamond Principle and becoming the diamond that you really are. And what's so interesting and heartwarming about that, everything's heartwarming with me because I feel good, is the simple fact that we are all diamonds, all of us. We all are diamonds. We have the ability and the capacity to become a diamond that shines brightly. We just have to really give in to being that, being just that, and understanding that you have the ability and the capability of being whoever you want to be and living your dreams and just being as happy as you choose to be. And that's important to everyone, you know, the happiness factor, because you won't believe how being happy can change your life, because it'll change everything about your life. So just step out of the darkness and step into the light, so to speak. I'm going to start off by kind of giving you a little rundown of the segments we have coming up. And, you know, they're kind of interesting because we have kind of like changed our formatting a little bit, and everybody's kind of like on the same field, on the same track as far as the way the shows are going and everything. And when we do our real estate show, with Sharon Homa, we're going to have Nora Montoya join us, and she's going to talk about feng shui in the home and how it relates to real estate. So that should really be cool and interesting. We're also going to continue with our series on becoming a diamond and paradigm shifters. Use the Best Invention Ever is going to load us up with some more goodies, because they always have something going on and they don't always share until the last minute, but it's usually something interesting and funky and fun. Then we're going to have relationship remedies for us on the 5th of February, because as you know, February is the month of Valentine's Day. And what we're going to have is, how do you love a black man? And according to Dr. Linda, that loving a man in general is a very complex scenario. However, there are some idiosyncrasies to loving a black man that it's different and unique. And she's going to discuss that, and we're going to have some people on our panel to discuss how do you love them. There are going to be some men joining us as well. That should be really, really interesting. And, of course, we're going to have Wealth Zone Radio, and she's going to fill us with more information on how to create generational wealth and how to move forward in being our authentic selves in the financial realm, which is going to be something really interesting to kind of deal with. I'm going to have some guests on the show as well who are going to be something amazing and awesome because, let's see, we're going to have Supernova Slum back on the show again. He has a CD that's out. We're going to have another gentleman on the show. We're going to have Club Nouveau is going to come back and join us. They have been... they've released a new CD. They're out and they're kind of doing their thing again, and they're going to bring back some more impactful and amazing music for us. So they're going to join us again and talk about what's going on with them now. So that should be really interesting as well. Let's see. I'm trying to figure out all the things I need to tell you before so that we can kind of like get that out the way and get into what we need to get into. And, you know, I understand that it's a new year, and we've made some resolutions, and we've made some revelations, and, you know, I have just been finding myself in some really unique and amazing opportunities. Just Monday, Martin Luther King Day, I had the pleasure of working with a group of ladies who were helping a woman who has an organization called Fleece for Keeps. And what she does is she makes blankets for foster children. And it's an amazing concept. And what happened was she stumbled across this, and she had made a blanket for one of her kids in one of the schools she worked in, and who's a foster child. And she said his face just lit up when she gave him the blanket because it was his own personal blanket that he could take with him wherever he went. And then she just started making blankets for foster kids, and she has done that for so many people. Now, we're going to start our interview with Mr. Gerald Austin. He is an amazing R&B talent. He started at such an early age, and I have to tell you, when you find a talent that's that amazing, who starts so young, you know he's gifted, and you know he has a message and a talent that he is going to share with the world, and he has done just that. He is going to be with us. He is with us now, and we're just going to learn more about him, how he got started, and how he came to be with the Manhattans, and where he is now, and listen to some of his music. We're just going to get to know him, so please allow me the opportunity to introduce to you Mr. Gerald Austin. Good evening, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Oh, I want to thank you so much for being on the show this evening.
Mm-hmm. My
okay.
pleasure.
You're welcome. Now, I'm just going to let my hair down for a second. Oh, my God, I love you. I just wanted to get that out of my system, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, now I can calm down. You're quite welcome. So, Gerald Austin, wow. Now, many of us know who you are. We've heard you, we've enjoyed you, and we just love your music. How did you get started?
Well, when I started singing when I was a kid, I started singing like 5-6 years old in church. And then I, as the years passed, we formed a group and we started singing around the area in my hometown. And my last year in school, I was had a group called Gerald Austin and the New Imperials. And I was in college, and my instructor asked to use my sound system for the group, for the Manhattans. They were performing at my school, and so they heard me sing. They invited me to sing on the show and opened for them on the show. And I flew down to Dallas that following Monday, and the rest has been history.
And an amazing history it has been. Now, what has all this been like for you? You come up, you know, your background and your foundation is in the church, and then you go on to being an R&B singer. What was that like for you?
Well, believe it or not, the R&B starts from, is the gospel is the foundation of R&B, gospel and jazz. And so it was a great experience. It's been a great experience for me to sing R&B and gospel. You know, I they're both part of my life. It's just been, it's like I was born for that. That's the best way to put it. I was born into that. My father sang, my mother, my uncle was one of the five founding members of the Five Blind Boys of Alabama. And I was all around, way around gospel groups. So that transition when I was singing gospel and started singing R&B, it really, to me, wasn't a transition. It was like, I love to do it, so I love singing. And today I still sing gospel. In fact, I'm just putting the finishing touches on a gospel album now.
Wow, that is something awesome. Now, I have so many questions going on. Okay, you were with the Manhattans for such a long time. What was that ride like for you?
Well, actually, I'm still with the group. We're still singing together.
Oh, great.
And I'm just doing a solo. I'm doing a gospel solo album. But I still sing with the group Mean, Blue Love It, and we have Troy May and Dave Tyson. And we've been singing for the past 20 years together. And, in fact, this weekend we're performing at the Berkmere down in Arlington, Virginia. But the experience has been a good ride and a great experience.
Oh, that's good.
You know, so... so far, so good. I consider myself blessed.
Oh, and you have been sharing your blessing with us, which we thank you tremendously for that. Now, as a singer in a group, how does that all work? Because I've always been curious to know, how does it all work? I mean, do you write some of the songs? Do you help in writing the songs? Or does someone write? Or do you all collaborate on different aspects of your performance?
It's a combination of all of them. Over the years that we recorded, we did some of the writing ourselves. Sometimes there were songs submitted by other writers and producers. And for many years, we, as far as our show was concerned, we did our show ourselves. We did the choreography and we put it together. And then as years, as we grew and began to, you know, gets larger in our as we began to grow, we began to find we needed some outside help. So we brought in choreographers and people who staged our show. And our first choreographer was Jaime Rogers, who used to stage the show for Sonny and Cher during the era they were time they were singing. And then after Jaime Rogers, we met Pop Charlie Atkins, the late Pop Charlie Atkins, who choreographed and staged shows for Gladys Knight and the Pips, the Temptations, Jackson's, Four Tops, all the Motown artists. And so there was a combination of all. We did some of it ourselves, and then we brought in other people.
And as the era changes and as times change, how were you able to keep up with the transitions that were going on in the music industry and stay relevant? Because things have changed, and they change periodically. So how were you able to maintain that consistency and your relevancy in the music industry?
Well, first of all, good songs are relevant no matter when the music changes. Good songs, good stories, and deliverance of those songs. Yes, the time changes in the style of music, but we just stay true to what we do, and we've always recorded songs and did songs that people could identify with because we wrote songs about everyday life. We wrote simple songs. We sing songs that people can sing with us, and that's why our music, 51 years later, sound just as good today as it did when we recorded it.
Yes. Now, there's a particular song that I really love. I mean, I've heard different versions of it, and like you said, good songs, they just they stand the test of time. They're timeless. And there's one particular song that I really love, and I'm going to play that one. And I have to tell you, I don't care who sings it, I melt. I just simply melt. So if you don't mind, I'm going to play that one, okay?
All right. Go right ahead.
Get away to find yourself. Now, lady, can't you tell? It's written all over my face. My days and nights will be a living hell if you go away. So think about the misery that you're gonna put me through. Oh, baby. Goodbye. Doesn't mean a thing when you and I. No, no. Our love is good through all the tests of time. Yes, it has. And if you're planning to leave me, oh girl, let me put one more thing on your mind. If you ever need me, baby, I'm just a telephone call away. Put a message in a bottle, baby. And if you're planning to leave me behind, oh girl, let me put one more thing on your mind. If you ever need me, baby,
to tell you that I had to reel it back in. I love that song, my goodness.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, you have no idea how much I love, love, love that song. Oh.
Thank you so much.
You are more than welcome. Now, when you're doing some of these songs, do you help write some of these songs?
Well, that particular song I didn't write at all. That was done by Atlantic Star. And you know what was so, it was coincidental. I guess it was just an omen that it was going to be turn out to be a good rendition. is that the same producer, Nick Martinelli, he produced the original version of that song on Atlantic Star.
Okay.
And then he produced that same version, well, my version on me, he did himself. And when he told me that, it was really ironic. And he said he was glad to do it because it was a challenge to see what other way he could take it. He did a wonderful job.
I mean, and I also heard the rendition by Will Downing, and it is equally as good. And I'm like, this song is just, like you said, a good song is timeless, completely
right.
Timeless.
And Will Downing can sing.
Yes, he can. Yes, indeed.
He can sing. Yes. Yes, Lord.
Yes, he can. Now, you were also doing, you performed some for Sam Cooke. You were asked to perform at the Sam Cooke tribute. What was that like for you?
Now, that was like a dream come true because I got a chance to sing with people that I heard sing that I've always wanted to be around to sing. That tribute that I did, that was November 2005. I think it was 15-6. And on that show was Lou Rawls, late Lou Rawls, Aretha Franklin, Sissy Houston, Elvis Costello. Gospel groups were the Dixie Hummingbirds, the Highway QCs, the Five Blind Boys of Alabama, and more. I can't remember everybody that was on, but it was a whole host of us. And we did a finale. Oh, Solomon Burke, because he did Change Is Gonna Come. And we did the finale together, and it was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Really?
And it was a great show. And the feeling I had was, it was like a dream come true, because I was there with all those people. And I had a chance to sing with them. You know, I stood right next to Aretha Franklin. Every time we had a chance to work with Aretha, the show had gotten canceled. But this night, Aretha was there, and we stood side by side, and we saw it. You know, and it was a beautiful thing. And Lou Rawls was awesome. He was awesome. And Lou Rawls and Aretha did a song together. So it was just it was a great time to be in the presence of I would say that statue of artists and that glory, because a lot of those artists were. It has been the foundation for not just myself, but a lot of artists.
Okay. Now, other than you doing the music and doing the gospel, what other things have you found yourself involved in musically?
Musically, well, we had the opportunity years ago to do, we were in a movie, a foreign movie, that eventually came to the United States. It's been so long, I think it was. It had the title of like a cowboy movie, but it wasn't. It was this guy named Johnny West who wanted to be an artist. He wanted to sing. And we did a couple of songs in that movie. We did a song. We wrote a song called The Closer You Are. And we did that soundtrack. We did a soundtrack for something else. I forgot the movie, but we've written and also we were instrumental in Regina Bell's beginning. You know, we've helped a lot of artists, we've mentored a lot of artists, and it's been a blessing.
Okay,
that's what I've been into, and also like now on the other side, I'm now into trying to I'm a Shriner, and my temple, my class, we sponsor a college tour every year for the kids in the community. And because the college tours that normally go out are very expensive, but we make ours, we keep ours at a point where everybody can go. Every kid who wants to go to school can go, because we want them to have the opportunity to go. And this year we went down to Morgan State, Virginia Union, Virginia State, Howard. And next year we're going, hopefully going down to North Carolina and do 2 or 3 days in North Carolina. And we want to get as many kids as we can in the community and everywhere to go, you know. So that's what I've been doing in the past, I guess, the past 4 years.
Oh, that's amazing. Now, what was it like receiving a Grammy for you? What was that like?
We didn't think that we were going to win it because we were, I think, the Spinners, the Jacksons, the Commodores. I don't know if the Pips last night was on it, but I know Spinners, Commodores, and the Jacksons was in the same group. And when they called our name, it was like unbelievable, unbelievable. And it was, and that was totally a dream come true. And a day in my career, in my life, that I will always remember and always cherish.
Oh, that is great. Could you say that that was the pinnacle of your career, or what was the pinnacle and what was the thing that you felt that was the most, well, that you can actually say, I've made it? When was that point?
I think that point and when we went to South Africa in 1996, and it was unbelievable. South Africa is second to the United States in selling Manhattan CDs and albums, the highest, you know, number of albums and CDs sold. And for over 20 years, our music was played in South Africa, and we never went. We couldn't go. And finally, when we went, it was like we were like Michael Jackson was here, that status. We went to South Africa and they had they said we was going to do a press conference. We got to the airport. There was a few thousand people at the airport waiting for us.
Wow.
And they walk us around on the tarmac through the back entrance. They had a conference room. They'd take us around to another entrance just to get in. All the photographers and television stations were there. Unbelievable. And I think that was another part in my career that I will always cherish, because there were young kids knew our music. Their parents had passed our music down to them, you know. And we were everywhere we went, we were getting autographs. I remember Blue and I, we did we sang with a young lady on her record in South Africa, and we did a live CD. And we had to go to the bank to cash our checks. And when I went to the bank myself to cash mine, they closed the bank for about 30 minutes just so everybody could come down, get autographs, and take pictures. You know, and everybody in the bank knew who I was. You know, and it was just unbelievable the impact that we had, that the Manhattans had on the South African people's lives, our fans. And I found out that after we were there, that during apartheid, the most music that was played on the radio, and just in this order, number one and number two, were the Manhattans and the Whispers.
Really?
And, yes. And they said our music was the music that got a lot of African fans, South African fans, through the rough times that they were going through. And to me, that was the highest recognition that I believe we could ever have, knowing that we brought that kind of peace and harmony or satisfaction to a people that was so troubled.
Wow. Well, music has the ability to, I guess, transcend language barriers and all kinds of barriers just to get to the heart and the soul of people. And I guess this particular instance is a prime example of just that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, it is. And it's an honor. Every time we go back, it's like we're going back for the first time, you know. So
That must be such an amazing feeling.
It is. it is. And you would have to have been there to feel what we felt. You would have to have seen it.
Now, where is Gerald Austin going now? Where is he going forward to? What's next for you?
Well, next for me is the completion of my gospel album, which is the first one that's done. We are in the mixing stage of it. I've been working with Travis Milner and another artist, Mel Holder. And Mel is a gospel saxophonist, and he produced gospel music. And he's on it. I think Mel was nominated for Stella. But he's a heavy dude into the gospel, and he's been working with me to make this a success.
Oh, great, great. Now, do you have a minute to talk to a fan? Because I think I know somebody would like to say something to you.
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Hold on, please. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Mr. Austin's on the line for you.
Okay, hello, Mr. Austin. My name is Darcy from the Bronx, New York. How are you today?
I'm fine, and yourself?
Fine, thank you. I'm great now. I just want to let you know that I have been following you for years. You have been hacking since the 70s. I'm back in high school. Yeah, and
all right.
I just love you. Yes, and everyone that knows me, they know that you have Dottie. He's her favorite recording artist group. It's the Manhattan.
Well, thank
and
you
my,
so
much. Yes, and my husband used to get kind of upset about it at times. So whenever he wants to calm and relax me, he'll put on a Manhattan record, and I'm all good to go. And I also have your first album. I believe it's A Million to One. Is that correct?
That's correct. A Million to
yes,
One.
Yes, I still have it. It's in the cover. I still have it. And I have the other one that it feels so good with all you guys, Black and White. I have that also.
That's right. Yep.
Yes, and I've been following you all everywhere. All right. As a matter of fact, you guys were up at I believe it was Maryland at a weekend, going away weekend. A girlfriend of mine gave bus trips, and you guys were there. And also, I saw you guys on a cruise ship, a weekend cruise ship. I was standing right next to y'all. Y'all look so good in your white. You know, so I'm trying to realize that was years ago.
Wow.
Years ago. And I saw you guys coming. I could say, who's that? My friend, that's Manhattan. Oh, I really lost it. You know, and I talked to Blue and all of y'all. I've been following you guys for years. You know, and I have one question I want to ask you also. All the songs that you sang, were they having any relevance to your personal life or your beginning of love or what you were feeling at that time? Did they have any significance to you at that time?
You know,
all the love songs?
Some of them did, and some of them I identified with. It's like this. I'm going to tell you this real short. My father always taught me as a singer not to sing something that was a liar that I didn't believe in. And the songs that we recorded, most of the songs we wrote ourselves, or there were writers that sent those songs in, and we were able to identify with those songs, the whole group. You know, we either knew somebody had gone through it, or we may have gone through it, and we realized or we knew how we would feel if that happened to us, and we expressed it. So I would have to say that all the songs that we sang at some point either related to us or played a very important part in our lives because we identified with it.
Right. Oh, that's awesome. Because you sung it from your heart. You sing from your heart. I mean,
exactly.
You can really feel it, you know. And I just want to, I'm just happy to talk to you and excited. And, you know, you still there?
I'm here.
Hello? Oh, okay. I thought
yeah.
The phone was muted. Okay. And I'm just happy. You know, and I wish you the best, and I'm really thrilled that you're doing gospel because I sing in my choir and everything, and I'm definitely going to buy your album when it comes out.
Thank you so
much.
I
would definitely buy it, and I'll spread the word around. You know, and
that's such a blessing,
and I wish you and your family and everyone the best of luck, the best. You know, just keep
doing
what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing, and keep following your dreams.
Will do. Thank you.
Thank you, Darcy.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Now, that's a true fan, okay?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yes. So I guess you just get love everywhere you go, huh?
Oh, yeah.
What an amazing feeling. Now, how can people keep up with you? Do you have a website? Are you going to be on any TV shows or anything like that coming up anytime soon?
Well, on February 5th will be the airing of our story on Unsung on TV One. And we have a website, kissandsaygoodbye.com, www.kissandsaygoodbye.com. Also, I have a fan page on Facebook. And you can go to Facebook and go to my fan page, and I have a regular page, of course. And also have a website, gerald-alston.com. And the Sam Cooke project that I has been out for a while, you can pick it up on CD Baby.
All right.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just letting those were the things I was just letting you know. And by the way, Manhattan is still kicking ass.
All right. That's excellent and amazing. And I'm so glad that I had the opportunity to meet you and to have this interview, because it's the music industry is just so diverse and it's so different and it's spread so vastly. And to have an opportunity to meet someone who has been in the industry as long as you have, who has experienced so much, you have such a wealth of experience, knowledge, and wisdom to share. What information or what would you say to someone who's just starting out?
Well, first I would say you have to keep God first in all that you do, and believe in yourself. And if you want to last in this industry, sometimes it's okay to be rich and make the big money and sell a million seller, but it's not okay to be a one-hit wonder. You know, you want to be around, you want people to remember, you want to leave a legacy. Sing and write songs that people identify with about life. You know, love songs, breakup songs, get back together songs, or whatever your style of music may be. Make sure you sing songs that people that I can identify with in their lives, you know, that they've been through it and seen somebody else go through it, good, bad, happy, or sad. You know, sing songs that for the people that they can identify with, or make music for the people that they can identify with. And be true to yourself. Be true to yourself, you know, and stick with what you believe in the work that you're doing in writing and singing. And again, I emphasize, keep God first. And definitely, it might sound like a cliche or whatever, stay away from the drugs and alcohol.
All right. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you. Right. That is, those are words to live by, because you are a prime example of just that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And we will be able to, I'm going to watch the Unsung episode on February 5th and see all the other amazing things that have happened in the life of you and the Manhattans. And I'm going to kind of like check out your website. I'm going to check out everything. I've already seen part of some of the things that you got going on, but I'm going to check out everything. And like I said, I'm just so grateful for this particular opportunity. And I want to thank Emily for allowing this to happen. So when you have the CD, the gospel CD ready, mm-hmm. please come back so that we can introduce it to our audience.
Will do. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you. You have an amazing evening, and thank you again for this opportunity, and be well.
Thank you. All right.
Okay. Well, everyone, that was the amazing and talented Mr. Gerald Alston. And as he said, stay true to yourself. Stay away from the drugs and alcohol. But if you're going to do something, do it from the heart. Believe in what you do. And if you're going to do something that's going to appeal to the masses, give them something that they can relate to, that they can understand, and you will have longevity. And don't always look for the money, the fast money. It'll come eventually if you are doing all the things that he described. So he's a prime example of just that. And to all of my listeners, I want to thank you for your continued support. And please just keep coming back because we got more coming for you. Have an amazing evening, and please stay warm and be well.
That's our show for today. So until next time, keep it real, listen, learn, and live.